So how excited are you to get everything going, to get the playoffs going, to get out there and finally, you know, the lights and the glamour of the game?
I'm really excited. We've been working hard. We've been out here in this cold, you know, trying to get used to it and see how it's going to be on the game for the game on Saturday. I'm excited about it.
Talk about just running the ball. You guys have been doing that consistently the last couple of games, maybe the whole season, and just ramped it up a little bit the last couple of games. And we talked with Shane about breaking wills, and he said you can do that when you run the ball as much as hard as you can.
And I agree. You can. It wears and tears on the defense. They get tired of hitting backs like me, like Red, like Brandon, you know, and they get tired of chasing Shane around. So I feel like if you do that to them for a while, sooner or later, they're going to crack.
Are you enjoying all this?
I'm enjoying playing ball, you know, and I'm enjoying the chance to play in the postseason, and I'm enjoying this team, but I don't care too much for the attention.
You seem to be enjoying it, that's why I'm asking.
Nah, I mean, it comes along with the job, so, you know, it's part of what we got to do.
Talk to Shane, he said you're running with a lot more confidence than you did earlier in the year just because you know so much more about your playbook. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I feel like I ran hard in the beginning also, but, you know, it's just as the season went on, it's just got, you know, I got more comfortable. I got a chance to, you know, figure out the blocking schemes, what's supposed to hit where, you know, who's supposed to be blocked where, you know, and as far as that goes, you know, I just kind of figured out a lot more about the offense to be a little bit more successful.
We see this team run so many different formations and groupings. I mean, how do you compare what you have to know here to other places? It seems like you have to know a lot more here.
I feel like a playbook is a playbook. You're going to have to learn it regardless, no matter where you're at. So, I mean, it's just, you know, the fact that knowing that you have a chance of going to the postseason just makes you dig into that playbook a little bit more.
How did you stop from being discouraged early in the year? Maybe you didn't get as many carries as you wanted to.
I just went out there and worked. You know, I went out here and worked every week. And whenever my number was called, I just tried to take full advantage of it.
How did you learn to become such a good kickoff returner? I mean, you don't have the typical size of a kickoff returner. They're usually small, real fast guys. How did you pick that up?
Like I said, I've been in the playbook a lot more, you know, and I've just been able to, you know, read out the returns, you know, read out the blocks and the wedges and how things are supposed to set up and where everything's supposed to hit. Mm-hmm. And I've just been studying that a lot more. And, you know, the things that I didn't see earlier when I was returning kicks, I started to see a lot more.
You also see, you know, you got a head start. You catch the ball 5 yards deep. You're probably 15 yards out ahead of steam before they even hit you. Do you find that helpful? And that you can read the defenses a lot better than if you just typical running play?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, being the size definitely helps. You know, being my size definitely helps when it comes to returning kicks. You know, like you said, I get to come out running full speed. And then another part of it is, you know, the kickoff team has to run all the way down there to tackle you. And then once you break that line of defense, then they got to turn around and chase you. And that's part of being one of those successful kick returners. You know, like the Leon Washingtons and Hesters. You know, I'm not like those guys, but I'm just saying, like I'm saying, those are the guys that, you know, that make teams pay. You know, the 83-yard I had probably would have been a touchdown with one of those guys.